This goes to Roberta Sue Hahn, H-A-H-N, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-466-1412. Regarding Rebecca Hale, H-A-L-E, date of birth 4/11/1945. Dear Sue, this is a follow-up visit. It's a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Hale with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was May 13th of this year. Her weight is stable, and since her last visit, she had a cardiac catheterization because she had a syncopal episode at home of unknown etiology. She initially had a stress test, a chemical stress test that was negative, but the cardiologist did proceed with a cardiac catheterization, and they reportedly told her that she does have some narrowing of very small coronary arteries that really can't have stents placed in them, so she requires medical management and good blood pressure and blood sugar control, she reports. And she's feeling very well at this point. No further syncopal episodes, and whatever caused that problem was not determined. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations currently or previously, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no current edema. Medications, I want to highlight the losartan 50 milligram daily. She's on Trulicity, 3 milligram once a week. Actually, it's 3 milligram once a week. Jardiance, 25 milligram daily. And she's on Crestor, 40 milligram daily. Actos is 30 milligram daily. Vitamin D3, vitamin 12, magnesium, calcium with D. Physical exam, weight 164 pounds, and blood pressure is 120 over 60. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/17 of 2024. Creatinine was actually improved even after the cardiac catheterization on October 18th. Creatinine was 1.44 with estimated GFR of 37. Albumin 4.4, calcium 10, phosphorus 3.4. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin 13.1 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no uremic symptoms. 2, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. And 3, hypertension is well controlled. She will have lab studies done for us every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.